You're running out of time. Or at least, that's what the world wants you to believe. TikTok's telling you to grind harder. Instagram's flooding you with people who have it all figured out. And here I am on YouTube telling you to calm the f*** down. Because let me tell you something. This whole idea that you're supposed to have your life together by a certain age, it's b***. I've been there, feeling like I'm stuck in quicksand while the rest of the world's sprinting ahead. There was a point in my life where my mental health was a complete mess. Honestly, sometimes it still is. I'd lie awake at night, spiraling about whether I'd ever amount to anything. I thought if I wasn't constantly moving forward, I was falling behind. But life isn't a race. And even if it was, no one's running on the same track. You're not failing because you don't have some 5-year plan or because you're still figuring out what the hell you want to do with your life. You're human. We all are. There's no rush to figure it all out. Seriously, stop letting everyone else's timeline mess with your head. What actually matters is this. Are you putting your energy into things that serve your purpose? Not your parents' expectations, not what some influencers flexing online, your purpose. And if you don't know what that is yet, that's fine too. Start with what feels right. Explore. Screw up. Learn. Every time you invest in something meaningful, even if it doesn't work out, you're getting closer to where you're supposed to be. When I started focusing on what actually mattered to me, everything shifted. And I'm not saying life magically got easier. I still struggle. I still overthink. But I've stopped wasting energy on things that don't serve me. And you know what? The more I've put myself into things I care about, the more I've seen it pay off. Energy attracts energy. It's not some spiritual woo-woo nonsense. It's just the way life works. The problem is, most people are terrified of slowing down. It's like they think if they stop, everything will crumble. So they push harder, chasing things they don't even care about, just to feel like they're making progress. They bury themselves in distractions, work, social media, whatever keeps them from having to sit with their own thoughts. Life's not some race where you win by being the busiest. Running yourself into the ground isn't noble, and it's not going to get you where you want to go. It just leaves you burnt out and wondering why you still feel empty. The problem isn't that you're slowing down, it's that you're running in the wrong direction. And the only way to fix that is to stop and take a hard look at where you're going. So here's my advice. Take a deep breath. Seriously. Right now. Just stop, breathe, and remind yourself that it's okay to not have it all figured out. Then, instead of trying to do everything, focus on what actually feels right for you. What lights you up? What makes you want to keep going, even when it's hard? That's where your energy should go. And be patient with yourself. You're not behind. You're not failing. You're just on your own path, moving at your own pace. Don't let anyone, or anything, rush you. What you put your energy into will always find a way to come back to you. If you're putting your energy into things that drain you, that's what you'll get more of. Emptiness. But if you put it into what truly matters to you, into what feeds your purpose, that's when things start to shift. That's when you start to attract the life you want, because at the end of the day, life's not about getting everything perfect. It's not about ticking boxes or meeting some imaginary deadline. It's about showing up, doing your best, and figuring it out as you go. Some days, that means crushing it. Other days, it means just getting out of bed. Both are wins. Both are enough. So stop beating yourself up for not having all the answers. Nobody does.